Chapter 6. At the Police Station. Professor Manuel Toledo was busy making phone calls to the university and the Canarian government.
"Yes, somebody stole it," he said. "They took it from us on the plane. No, they didn't hurt us. Well, actually, my assistant was carrying it."
Thomas wanted to disappear.
This was a catastrophe, and he was totally responsible for it.
He felt terribly guilty. "Now I'll lose my job as the professor's assistant, and I'll never become a professor," he thought. He remembered his phone call to the organizer of the exhibition at the British Museum.
"We advertised your Pintadera as our main attraction," the organizer told Thomas. "Without it, the exhibition won't be a success."
Thomas understood the consequences of this. The exhibition will be a failure now, and people won't donate money to the university, he thought. "I won't have sufficient money to continue most of my projects on the Canary Islands." Professor Toledo sat down and drank some tea.
"We'll have to make an official report at the police station. The airport police told us that," he said. "I know you feel guilty, Thomas, but we're both responsible. We got up very early this morning to collect the Pintadera and get to the airport. It's not surprising that we fell asleep on the plane."
Thomas was relieved to hear this. "Thanks," he said. "Let's hope the police can help us." After the incident with the bag, the sisters went to a cafe to relax. They sat at the back, and baby Claudia fell asleep in her pram. Carlotta called a number and cancelled her credit cards. "At least he didn't get my phone. It was in my pocket," Carlotta said. "My whole life is in my phone."
"Yes, that was lucky," said Maria. "But are you sure you're okay?"
"I'm fine, don't worry," said Carlotta.
Really, Carlotta was very frightened about the attack, but she was trying to be brave.
"Don't think that London is a dangerous place," said Maria. "I've lived here for years, and nobody has ever attacked me before."
"We were just unlucky," said Carlotta. "I was stupid to leave my bag on the pram. Next time I'll be more careful."
"We should tell the police about this," said Maria.
"Okay," said Carlotta. "Let's have a coffee and calm down, and then we'll go to the police."
"How did this thing get into my bag?" she asked, looking at the Pintadera.
"I don't know," said Maria. "It's very strange, but I think I recognize it. I saw a picture in the newspaper of a very old Pintadera. It was going to be in an exhibition at the British Museum. It looked like that."
"Maybe it's valuable," said Carlotta.
"Let's go and show it to the police. They'll know what to do." 20 minutes later, the sisters were explaining their story to a policewoman at the station.
"What was in your bag?" she asked.
"My purse, credit cards, keys, sunglasses," said Carlotta. "Fortunately, my phone and my passport weren't in my bag."
"Don't worry," said the policewoman, "but you must cancel your credit cards so nobody can use them."
"Yes, I did that. But there's something else," Carlotta added. "We found this strange ornament in the pram. It was obviously in my bag and fell from it when the thief took it."
The woman looked at the Pintadera curiously. Then her face changed, and she stood up.
"One moment, please," she said, and left the room with it.
5 minutes later, a policeman came in and shook their hands.
"Hello," he said. "I'm Detective Martin. Please tell me everything you can about the theft of your handbag."
Carlotta repeated everything, and the detective wrote down all the information.
"Now, please meet some people," he said, and spoke into his phone.
A minute later, the policewoman came in with two men.
"This is Professor Manuel Toledo and Mr. Thomas Silva," the detective said. "Have you seen these men before?"
Carlotta looked closely at their faces. She wasn't sure, but she thought they looked familiar.
"I recognize you," cried the professor. "You were on our plane. You stole the Pintadera."
He looked very angry. Carlotta did not understand what he was talking about. The other man looked embarrassed.
"I didn't steal anything," said Carlotta, angry. "I'm not a thief. A man with a knife stole my bag. I came here to tell the police about it."
"Are you talking about this object?"
the detective asked the professor, showing him the Pintadera.
The two men gasped with relief. "Yes! Oh, that's it!"
shouted Professor Toledo.
"That's our Pintadera! This girl sat next to Thomas on the plane, and she stole it from him while he was asleep."
Carlotta's face went white.
"I'm not a thief," she repeated. "I swear, I didn't take that thing. You must believe me."
"Calm down," Detective Martin said.
Then he spoke in a softer voice.
"I believe you, Carlotta," he said. "Now listen to me very carefully."